I certainly do not have my ducks in a row, and I'm sure one of them is a pigeon. So, yeah, I don't stand here today, like, perfect in any way. So today I felt really called to talk about one of the names of God, which is the Breaker of Chains. I want to particularly focus on God breaking chains through Jesus in regards to sin and shame. Now, a lot of us will have heard the Christian good news message focusing on sin, but actually I want to focus today on the freedom God gives us from the bonds of shame. I feel shame isn't really talked about. We kind of use it in this weird colloquial way of like, oh, what a shame, you know, oh, shame on you. But actually, that's not a true reflection on shame and actually why Jesus came to save us from it. Shame in its true nature is corrosive, destroying from the inside, paralyzing and robbing people of joy and happiness. Shame is different to guilt. Guilt is productive. Having done something wrong, it urges us to do something different next time. The feeling of guilt is time limited, whereas shame is permanent, marking that person. It roots itself. No amount of trying to make amends removes it. It doesn't care about your intentions or if they were good or if you didn't see it happening that way. The official definition of shame is a painful feeling of humiliation or distress caused by the consciousness of wrong or foolish behaviour or a regrettable and unfortunate situation or action. It transforms an action that a person did. I lied. To who they are as a person is wrong in some way. I am a liar. There's no recovery from that. There's no getting better. I am. The Hebrew word for shame is boosh, which I learned this week. it's repeated 119 times in the Old Testament. But what's interesting is it's a verb, it's a doing word. Shame is doing something to us. This is why God wants to free us from it, because it is corrupting, it is destroying us from the inside. Just to reinforce, shame and guilt are different. Like I said, guilt is productive. It pushes us to change. But shame is out of our control. It's so unbearably painful, the feeling of shame. We cannot let other people see it. We have to hide it. We have to do everything to protect from others seeing it. When do we ever start telling people, I'm a liar, I am these things? We never say that. We spend our whole lives trying to avoid hearing that and saying that. Going right back to the beginning of time, sin and shame came in at the same time. I'm talking back in the Garden of Eden, back in Genesis. So starting from Genesis 3:7, obviously we've had them eat, obviously, of the tree of knowledge. And we pick up from that point. At that moment, their eyes were opened and they suddenly felt shame at their nakedness. So they sewed fig leaves together to cover themselves. Fig leaves weren't the best option. Yeah, they weren't really doing anything. Yeah, they were a poor kind of mask for the shame that they felt. God doesn't want to see us live in shame. And we see this at the very beginning, because he actually clothed Adam and Eve. He took what they had tried to cobble together to mask their shame, and he gave them proper clothes. We see that in Genesis 3:21, and the Lord God made clothing from animal skins for Adam and his wife. Although we might not use fig leaves, we use things to cover up our shame that we feel. But that's not what God intends. God doesn't want to live with, doesn't want us to live with our shame and our poor maskings for that. If God hadn't clothed them, they would have left with their rubbish clothing that wasn't fit for purpose, and they would have continued to suffer with that shame. But God didn't let them leave with shame. He clothed them. It is through Jesus our freedom comes. When we follow and believe in him, we become a new creation and we're adopted into God's family. Once what we were or what we had done does not need to contaminate us or bind us anymore. We see this in Romans 10, verse 9 to 11. If you declare with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you are saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it's with your mouth that you profess your faith and are saved. As Scripture says, anyone who believes in him will never be put to shame. We've sung about it this morning, that there's no condemnation in Christ. And this is part of what the freedom from sin and shame looks like. We don't have to live worrying about it anymore. Within my own faith story, I have struggled with shame. It is my earliest memory, at the age of 5, crying myself to sleep bitterly in my bed, praying that God would let me die in my sleep, because I couldn't cope with that feeling of pain of being unlovable. It led to me at 19 planning out how I would take my own life. Shame pursued me. It's haunted me. It's given me no peace. It's given me no quiet. It haunted every still moment. But it was 4 years ago, I, with my life group, came to do the Freedom in Christ course. Now, I did not come very spiritually to this course, having thought, well, I've always been a Christian, I've been to Bible college, I've done a degree in ministry, I know, I've got freedom from sin. But actually, I am so glad that God met with me so powerfully and took pity upon me, because I found out that what had haunted me for all of my 34 years had been shame. As soon as I heard it, I knew that it wasn't that truth, that inner voice that was speaking, it was shame. And that actually, being a Christian, I could claim that freedom. Since I prayed that day, I have not been haunted by shame whatsoever. I have had complete freedom. It doesn't haunt me. There's been no remnants. That I've had complete freedom. Like I said, shame doesn't care if you were a child or if you had really good intentions or that you didn't see what was happening was going to turn out that way. It brings it up anyway. It haunts you. But praise God, he gives us freedom. I pray that if you are haunted by anything that you have done, you've been associated with. I pray that you claim God's freedom today, because God does not want to see you living with that shame. That was not his plan for you. Sin has happened, but we do not need to live under its burden and be bonded by it. I've got a clip. It's a skit by Lifehouse, and it portrays how loved we are by God. So we're going to play that now. Thank you very much.